Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie is here to talk about what we can watch on the little screen this week. Susie, we are starting off with something in the realm of fantasy, specifically, really, witches, in fact.
G'day, Kat. Yeah, that's right. We've got A Discovery of Witches, which is on Sky Show. It's out now. Season 3 has just been dropped. So this is a UK-based fantasy TV show, and it's got its third and final season released on Sky Show, and it came out as of the 1st of February. So if you haven't caught up on the first two seasons, now is the time to start binge watching this, as it is one of Sky's most popular and successful shows. So Diana Bishop is a historian and a reluctant witch, and she discovers a book of spells which holds the secrets about magical beings. A mysterious vampire offers to help her unravel these secrets, but there is a long-held mistrust between witches and vampires. Despite this, the two form an alliance and a forbidden romance in order to protect the book and solve the mysteries.
Let's have a quick listen to a quick snippet from the trailer.
Demons, vampires, and witches hiding in plain sight.
Professor Claremont, you're a vampire.
You're a witch. To determine what's happening to us, we have to understand our beginnings. The book.
I've been looking for it for over a century.
If we witches have the book of spells, it could change everything.
So this one is based on a book.
Yeah, the show has been adapted from a series of books called The All Souls Trilogy. The name of the show, A Discovery of Witches, is actually the name of the first book. So the author, Deborah Harkness, is a scholar and had previously only written historical non-fiction. She used her studies in history as well as the occult to bring some fantasy to the series, and her knowledge certainly paid off. Fans and critics of the books have compared it favorably with Harry Potter and Twilight, and it's being called Harry Potter for grown-ups. So it's no wonder the books were adapted into this TV series.
And that author is really getting involved as well in the making of that TV series.
Yeah, she really has been involved in the creation of the show. She's giving input as well as giving permission to slight changes, but she promises that she will not be involved in the filmmaking process unless her opinion is requested. She actually worked with experts and the main actress on how to open, close, handle the pages from 17th century books which are being used in the show.
I know, that's amazing, actually, that you're kind of your author and your historian are sort of rolled into one. It's quite good. That's A Discovery of Witches. It's on Sky Show. Let's jump over and have a quick look at a couple of things on Netflix this week.
Yeah, I've got two things for you. The first one is The Tinder Swindler. It takes a look at a scam artist named Simon who ripped off scores of women using his charms and good looks. One victim, Cecile, refuses to be just a victim and vows to put a stop to him scamming and hurting other women. The VG, a Norwegian newspaper, has been keeping tabs on this story since 2019 and chronicles this story on their website. And this documentary is out this week.
Absolutely. Yeah, just to reiterate, it's a documentary. It is a true story. It's such a shame that scammers are so charming. Like, what a waste of charm. It's from the same people as the three-part documentary series, which we will call Don't Mess With Cats, although its name was slightly more explicit. But The Tinder Swindler is it also a series?
No, so this one is just a documentary film, so you can watch this one in one go.
Okay, so that one is The Tinder Swindler. Anything else you want to have a look at?
I do. So let's take a break from real life crime. There is a lighter crime TV show coming out at the end of the week. It's called Murderville. This is a fully improvised crime comedy with celebrity guests. Will Arnett plays the eccentric detective, while some of the celebrity guests include Conan O'Brien, as well as non-comedians such as a football star and Sharon Stone.
I cannot wait for this. We've got a little snippet from this one. Let's have a quick listen. Once again, I'm just enjoying that this is an improvised detective show. Here we go.
For Terry, Seattle, every day means a new murder case and a new celebrity partner.
There's been a murder.
Whoa! You're supposed to gasp. Weird gasp.
So he always plays the same character, and a celebrity comes in as the partner, a different celebrity every time. They don't know what kind of case they're going to have to solve. It looks great. I love watching these very professional actors awkwardly squirm in these scenes. Yeah. Looks like it's going to be a good laugh. That one's Murderville. It's on Netflix, as well as The Tinder Swindler. And we also had a look at A Discovery of Witches, Season 3, out now on Sky Show. Susie, thanks for taking a look at the little screen this week.
You're welcome, Kat.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.